Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of the day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. 13-year member of our Brain Trust, attorney at law, specializing in small businesses, which we love him for. The Crowdfunding Handbook is one book. Money Hunt, his immortal book, Money Hunt, 27 New Rules for Creating, Growing, and Breakaway Businesses, a classic. Also, the eBay Marketing Bible, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. Cliff, thanks again for being here. Cliff, one of the things that my first experience with a kind of a new movement in America was about 10 years ago. I met a young man who's the son of a friend of mine, someone I worked with in another company, and he just graduated from college, you know, for the business degree. And I asked him, he was waiting tables, you know, and I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to start a nonprofit. Cliff, I've never heard anybody say that before. I mean, I knew all about nonprofits, but I never heard anybody say they wanted to start one. In other words, that was his aspired, you know, most people aspire to create the next iPhone, right? He aspired to start a nonprofit. That was an odd thing to me for someone to say, but more and more people, more and more young people aspire to start a nonprofit.
Especially.
So you need to talk to them about some of the legal issues that are required if you want to start a nonprofit. It's not like starting a church, folks, where God will help you. The marketplace is still in control. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, here's my advice to people, and you're right. This is a generational shift. You know, people, when we were kids growing up, we all wanted to get rich. Kids today now want to do good. That's their focus. You know, they want to make the world a better place than it was when they found it. And God bless them. That's a great thing.
And sadly, they think a nonprofit is the answer, and it's I think that's
and very often it isn't.
Go ahead.
And that's right. Okay, not everything qualifies as a nonprofit. Just because you want to do good doesn't mean that you can form a nonprofit. Okay, the IRS does not give out. I mean, when you're asking the government to operate as a nonprofit, you're asking for two very big favors. Favor number one, you're asking to be exempt from paying income taxes and all other taxes. Nonprofits do not pay taxes of any kind. The second thing you're asking them for is the permission to help other people save money on their taxes by donating to your nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So if someone donates to your nonprofit, they get a charitable deduction on their taxes. So those are two very big favors that you're asking from the government. And the government does not give these things out like candy at Halloween.
Right.
They don't. There's some very strict rules about what they will allow exemption for and what they won't.
Is it safe to say that if you start a for-profit business, you'll have the IRS a lot less interested in you than if you start the same size nonprofit?
Oh, heck yeah. First of all, there is nothing wrong with setting up a for-profit business and then putting in your charter documents a clause that says we will donate, you know, up to 10% of our net income to such charities as the board of directors selects from time to time. That is a simple and easy way to do it. Now, what you can't do there, though, you cannot take tax-deductible contributions from other people.
Right.
So if anybody donates to a for-profit company, that is not deductible.
Quickly, I want to shift to the classic 501c3. What does it take to set up a 501c3?
Okay, three steps. First, you got to form a corporation in your home state. It's got to be a corporation. They don't take LLCs. Then you got to file a form with the IRS. It's form 1023 that you have to file, and there's an easy version of it that you can do online. But get a little coaching before you go online because they ask you some trick questions. If you answer all the questions correctly, you get your approval within 30 days, and then you have to usually register with your state too as a charitable solicitor.
The Secretary of State.
That's the third step in the process. Usually it's the Attorney General's office that you have to file with.
Really different from a corporation.
That is.
A corporation, a nonprofit is different from a corporation.
Yeah, a nonprofit has all kinds of rules. The nonprofit can make money. In fact, it has to make a profit.
Yeah.
I always tell people the first thing a nonprofit has to do is make a profit.
Make a profit, exactly.
Know, but the profits don't get distributed to the owners. The profits must be used to fulfill the nonprofit's what they call the exempt purpose. So you can't create the first church of Cliff Enicoe whose sole mission is to create an income stream for Cliff Enicoe.
Right.
The IRS isn't going to buy that.
Well, one thing I want to point out to people is getting the legal part done, creating it and getting the legal part done perfectly, like Cliff would help you do, that's just like step one of 1,000 steps. The other 999 are all around accounting and allocating and not commingling, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rules you got to follow here. But the most important thing is if you're going to do a nonprofit, you got to be really, really good at fundraising because that is what you are going to be spending 95% of your time doing.
Yeah.
A friend of ours is a college president up here in the Northeast. I won't say which college. And, you know, you think, what does a college president do? You know, he shows up at graduations, he hands out diplomas.
He raises money.
This guy spends all of his time hitting up rich alumni for donations so they can build the buildings and do all that kind of stuff.
And if you've got a nonprofit, folks, the only thing you need more than a great attorney is an even better CPA. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that's the long term. Your attorney may be in and out, but your accountant will be with you almost always. And if you're starting a nonprofit because you don't like selling, if you don't like selling, don't start a nonprofit. That's what Cliff's trying to tell you. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.